Hello, welcome to the Friday, June 26, 2015 edition of the Sand Center and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. A critical update for Cisco IronPort virtual appliances. If you're using any of these systems, the problem here is that they use the same default SSH key to authenticate to the device as root. So with this vulnerability, it would be possible for anybody who has access to the remote admin console to modify any setting on the device. At this point, it doesn't look like the problem is being exploited in the wild. However, you should definitely check on the update, and at the very least, you probably should do this anyway, prevent access to the device from arbitrary IPs. It should really be only possible to connect to the admin console from your internal network, or even better, from some special IP addresses that your admins use. And Boyan published an interesting diary with some of the more subtle web application vulnerabilities and how to exploit them. In this particular case, it was an application that did not just only accept GET and POST requests, but was also using GET parameters in lieu of cookies. That can lead then to a number of different vulnerabilities, in particular when it comes to cross-site scripting, because now you may no longer be limited, for example, by the HTTP only cookie parameter, which of course would prevent cross-site scripting from accessing the cookie's value. And typically we recommend users install antivirus to make their computers a little bit safer. Well, it turns out if you installed Nod32 from AZET, you actually may have achieved the opposite. Both on Windows as well as on OS X, there is a remote code execution vulnerability in this product that can be exploited by essentially, well, sending you malware. The product, like pretty much all antivirus engines, does have an emulator for the x86 instruction set. That way, essentially, the antivirus engine can inspect the code without actually executing it. The problem here is that this emulator, which is quite complex, as you can imagine, because it sort of has to emulate the x86 architecture, at least in some respects, this emulator does have a vulnerability that can be exploited. The vulnerability was released by the Google Project Zero, and with their advisories, they include a lot of details, including some sort of a point proof of concept code. So should be pretty straightforward from this point forward to actually exploit this vulnerability. No exploit has been seen in the wild as of this point, as far as I know, and a patch is available. So make sure that you update the engine itself, not just the signature file. And yesterday I talked about a blog post that noted that Samsung's software update disables Windows Update. Well, it turns out that's not exactly the case. However, they did name the associated file as a disable Windows Update in a way that suggested that it would disable Windows Update, but actually doesn't do so. However, to defend the blog author, he actually talked to Samsung before releasing the blog, and essentially his version of events was confirmed from his source at Samsung. According to Samsung's statement, this particular file does not disable updates for Windows 8.1. However, it does offer the customer the possibility to decide what updates of Windows they would like to apply to their devices. And if you're coding in AngularJS, which is a pretty neat modern web application framework, then you should take a look at an article by VeraCode that sort of goes into some internals on how actually AngularJS security works, what some of the possible problems are. Pretty detailed here, and I think only interesting if you actually use this particular framework. And well, that's it for today. Sorry, by the way, for calling yesterday, 2013. I was moving all day in the Florida sun, so I guess that hit me a little bit too hard. Thanks for listening. Thanks for any feedback that you have, in particular errors like that. And talk to you again on Monday. Bye.